Welcome to our Composites Launch podcast episodes of Composites 360 on Tour. We bring you the brightest minds, influencers, and most important subject matters to your attention. We are here to cover the most current dialogues, presentations, and events in order to bring you the most creative ideas with the mission of creating sustainable value. Now listen to our latest episode and leave us your comments. And now we have Gemma in the house. Gemma, welcome to my show. We are live.
Hi, LK. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
The hard work of composites teams should be shouted from the rooftops. We're on a mission to give your solutions better visibility and reach, to make them more widely known in the market and gain the appreciation they deserve. To make lightweight construction and specialized technologies available to end users, as well as attract projects, customers, and talent, join our Composites Lounge community. The Composites Lounge community is open to entrepreneurs, C-levels, specialists, and managers who want to create a better world with their innovative composites and play a key role in the success of their company. So if you're a hidden champion who isn't sure how to best promote your work, join a supportive and innovative community, which is focused on making composites achievements visible to end users. The Composites Lounge community celebrates and promotes the best innovations, lightweight construction technologies, and sustainable solutions in the automotive, aviation, renewable energy, oil and gas industries, and many more. Get involved at compositeslounge.com.
Wonderful. So, dear community, welcome to our next LinkedIn Live. Today, we were going to talk about the International Composite Summit, which will take place on the 2nd and 3rd of December in Wembley. This is the greater city of London. So, very easy access for you guys. So, you just know on this side, you see a QR code. Please scan this QR code. And if you are interested in sponsoring, if you want to have an exhibition booth, which we will be talking with Gemma about, or if you want to have your ticket for this event, please take this QR code. It will direct you directly onto the landing page of Gemma Hardy's International Composites Summit. So, Gemma, I started with the trailer. What do you think?
I love the trailer, and it shows just how exciting London is. I love the fact that you set off and visited some lovely sites and really showed the magic of London. Great.
Yeah, and it was basically taken in between leaving Birmingham to London Heathrow Airport on a Friday. But I'm really proud that David and I, we managed to get all the major shots there. And thanks also... and also thanks, Davide, for editing this. So, yeah, these trailers are very popular within our community, and it should give you the vibes and the energy that is upcoming. And dear community, so while we are talking, there's a short delay, as usual, as you know, while we are talking, please write in the comments down your questions and your comments regarding International Composite Summit or the UK market. We'd love to answer them to you during this about 45 minutes, 1 hour talk together with Gemma. And also please write down from where are you tuning in so we can measure the spread of the regions and what are you doing in the composites industry. So we have the complete supply chain from raw materials to the end use with component manufacturers, resin manufacturers, fiber manufacturers. With which one are you today working and what solutions do you have? Write it in the comments, connect with each other. We love to have this also as a networking platform. And today with Gemma, I would like to run through a couple of questions which I'm having and I'm sure you have as well. So why ICS 2025 will be more than a trade show? This is one question. Then the strategic move to Wembley. Yeah, the past editions were in Milton Keynes at this nice sporting arena attached to it. So this time it will be in Wembley. Then key themes of the ICS conference. So when I say ICS, it's always International Composite Summit. So just the abbreviation. So we save some time here. So key themes of the ICS, the forum. Then maybe she can provide us with a few success stories. And how ICS wants to foster high impact networking, what possibilities there are. And then I would like to give you some practical advice because I have now been at the drum. So because it's inside the city, I give you some practical advice as someone who was really a stranger to Wembley and how I accessed the site itself. A few things to consider there. And then finally, and this is no joke, I'm pretty serious on this one, we are running to the holiday season, to the year of end season. And London is such a nice spot for shopping. So if you haven't done your Christmas shopping by then, we invite you to London. Yeah, take your spouse with you, your significant others, your children, and let them do the shopping while you are training yourself, your muscles on composites. So we have a few already in lined up here. Thank you for Piotr, Laura, Giorgio, Katie, and so on. I will come back to you guys later on. So let's start, Gemma. Gemma, first of all, my question is, you personally, we will be extensively talking about International Composite Summit, but let us get Gemma a bit known to our community. Who is Gemma? Why is she doing what she's doing here?
Oh, wow. What a question. I've been in the composites industry for around 15 plus years now, and it's an industry I have grown to love. I started in the industry. I've always been in materials, so worked for steel companies. I worked for British Steel and for Balfour Beatty, so steel and concrete, but got dragged into the composites industry, where I worked for a company called Net Composites. And I think on day 5 of working for Net Composites, I flew out to the Sampi show, which was in Long Beach that year, and spent the show with, 15 minutes per stand, finding out who everybody was and what they were all about. And I just fell in love with the innovation. I fell in love with the people and the innovation and everything we were about, and felt like I was part of something that was really going to grow, and I just wanted to, to embrace that, be part of it and help it. So while I was at Net Composite, some of you probably met me as I looked after the newsletter there as one of my duties. So I spent every week taking in, the various press releases, speaking to people, reading about all the innovations that were happening, all the companies starting up, all the exciting things, editing them and getting them out to our audience at the time. Roll on, 10 years, I left Net Composites as a communications director and set up Fluency. So I had a passion for the industry, didn't want to leave, and just wanted to help people get their message out. So initially started as a marketing agency, working with various different companies. And we have, since then kind of grown into what we describe as a growth agency. So there are 4 areas of the business: exchange, people, marketing, and events. And we get to work with various different companies and people all across the globe, either through exchange, working on strategy, on, market mapping, on mergers, acquisitions, etc. On marketing, coming up with campaigns, for growth, or new product introductions. Through events where we're helping put on different events, different programs for people. We're working at the moment on the Saudi event with JEC, helping, build stands for people, putting on ICS. And then people where we're helping people get, either find the right people for jobs, or helping people find the right, jobs for them. So really helping connect talent with industry. And that's kind of where we are today. I can't hear you, Ilke.
Yeah, that's a cool cool history that you have done, and you're working with really the most important facilities, companies out there. And applaud you for that. And I can also sense your passion for composites. And we need passion in this industry, because the community, as you know, I always remind you guys, comparing the materials with other materials, composites is still one of the smallest ones, which means we have a lot of work to do to get composites more known in the market as the sustainable solution of the materials. Look at concrete, look at aluminium, look at steel. I have been to SMC Create in Prague just last week, and there are so many studies that show basically the CO2 footprint of composites is always the lowest compared to other materials. And therefore, please join our mission, and that's great, Gemma, that you are so passionate about it.
I think, when I look at my time in the industry, I think when I started, we were telling our stories to each other. So there was a lot of composite people and composite companies telling their stories to other composite people. And you know, we really didn't have that kind of end user engagement. But times have really changed. People are starting to listen, you know, and looking at, you know, how sustainable we are, life cycle costs, etc., really helps build a story. So it's about getting the industry to come together and really shout about what we're doing and what we can achieve.
Great. So we met in Birmingham, and you double-checked in Birmingham when the first International Composite Summit was conducted, and it was in 2021. So this will be the fifth edition, right, if our math is correct. Do you remember, Gemma, what was the moment you said, I want to try ICS, International Composite Summit? What was the moment that sparked in your mind to say, we need an International Composite Summit here in the UK?
I think I've often thought about it. I know I had conversations back when I was at Net Composites. In fact, we set up an event at the time with ACMA, which was due to travel between America and the UK. So I always have known that we are a big hub here in the UK, and that we need to have some kind of global outlook. I think we really decided it was the way to go before COVID hit. We'd worked on it meticulously, and obviously couldn't go ahead because the world kind of stopped. We couldn't have events. But in 2021, as the world came out of COVID and was ready to pick up on those supply chains, ready to, you know, reintroduce, you know, global business again, we really felt like it was the right time.
Yeah, it is actually still COVID at that time. 2021 was still restricted. We had the masks on and things like that. I remember the first one, was it in the Ibis, I think, in London, right?
In the Ibis,
yes. Cool. Okay, so let's talk about the concept of International Composite Summit. Now, I mean, I'm discussing this all the time. You could spend every day, Gemma, on a composite event.
Yep.
What makes International Composite Summit so unique? And why is it more than a trade show? This is your promise.
Yep. We see ICS not just as a trade show, but actually as a business acceleration platform. So we are building this event to help drive growth across the supply chain. It's not, for us, it's not about filling stands. It's about making sure that people build connections that move on into projects, partnerships, investment. Because we want to break down barriers and make it possible for everyone in the industry to take part. And ultimately, you know, really, like I say, accelerate business outcomes and grow the network, both internally in terms of composites, but also externally with the end users.
So business acceleration, what a word. that is the unique proposition that you say. And why do you think people need business acceleration? Is this industry still in a startup mode, or are new startups coming up? What's your observation there, that you say acceleration is the unique contribution we could give?
Well, I think there is always a need for growth, whether that's, you know, product development, business development, sales, you know, whatever that might be. You know, there's always a need to grow in some way. And that comes down to us as people as well as businesses. So I think it's a need, you know, it's a global need. You know, we need to keep developing what we do. In terms of startups, we know that we are very innovation-led. You know, there are huge amounts of startups coming in constantly, which is brilliant and shows just why we get excited by composites, because there are so many new materials still to be discovered, so many new applications, so many new processes. You know, it's really such an exciting industry. We are young, you know, we're not, you know, we haven't been around as long as perhaps steel, or certainly not in the sense that we talk about composites. Of course, you know, we go back and explain composites as kind of mud and straw back to the, you know, back to the old ages, but we're not talking like that. You know, we're talking fiber polymer composites as we know them, and they're relatively new. We still, you know, we're still fighting in certain places for standards. We're still fighting to develop new materials, to develop the materials we have, to you know, displace other materials. I know there are still somewhat 50,000 titanium parts on aeroplanes that as an industry we believe we can replace, and so we are constantly carrying out research and development.
Yeah, and those parts are pretty expensive. They are also pretty rare also, I would say. So there's an urgency to look at that. And acceleration, like you said, I think the most important point, it's not only the companies, it's also actually the innovative ideas that need to be accelerated. And yes, you could be a great catalyst there. Absolutely correct. So let me look into the engagement right now. And we have a lot of people coming in here. So let me start with Piotr from, I think he's in Poland right now. Thanks, Piotr, for tuning in. Then we got Charles. He's from Hong Kong. Wow. Okay, so this is our farthest today. Then Laura, I think Laura is in your team, isn't she?
Yes, Laura's one of the team. As his
Laura,
team.
Yes. Then Giorgio from Italy. Good morning from sunny Italy. Italy is always sunny. Thanks that you're tuning in, Giorgio. So Giorgio is in the recycling field, for example. Giorgio, will you be attending ICS? Please come and see us. I would like to catch up with you. Then Katie. Katie, thank you so much one more time for lending me your voice. Guys, you have seen the trailer, and the outro was taking from Katie. So she did a fantastic job. And then we have Jennifer. Jennifer, good morning from London, she says. Jennifer, she's from Base Materials. She's in the marketing. Always great to see you, she says. Yes, we met many times at the forums. And she organizes Base Materials forums attendance while Carrie is doing the hard work with the customers. Jennifer makes sure that the reports go back to the company in real time. So very, very efficient Jennifer is. Jennifer, I hope we will meet at ICS. So Piotr says, okay, he likes the sun, of course. And then Charles says, are you seeing a lot of adoption of smart composites with embedded sensors? What are some examples that we would be familiar with? So right now, I don't have an input here. How about you, Gemma? Have you some attendance?
Yeah, so this is really, so to me, smart composites is a really exciting field. So embedded sensors, like you say, I mean, I have been, you know, in conferences. I remember we ran a conference in 2013 in, I can't remember if it was Amsterdam or Dubai, because it switched between the two. And we had the guys from Common Sense come and chat, and they were embedding sensors back then, you know, which and still to this day they've developed that that technology. But I think the most exciting thing to come out of smart composites for me is the building of smart cities. You know, the ability for us to have our cars that talk to our houses and know when we arrive home and different things like that. And smart materials really enable that area to grow. I remember a talk back in 2015 by one of the Fraunhofers. And the guy then was talking about work that they were doing with nanocomposites, and I think it was Mercedes were involved, but I might be wrong because it is some time ago. But yeah, looking at smart cities and sensor integration, etc.
Okay, cool. Then, Charles, thank you so much for your question here. So please continue asking your questions. As you see, Gemma is fully into the latest innovations. And Giorgio will try to come to London. You must come to London, because what you're doing with your Refresh Project Blades line is also required in the UK. Yeah, the UK
is... We need to be told about it, Giorgio. Perhaps you should let me know, and I'll see if there's a way we can get you to talk about it.
Yeah, he should be actually presenting this. You are right, yeah, as a speaker. And Giorgio is really hands-on, and that would be a nice fit into the program on the sustainability side. Yeah. Okay, cool. Excuse me. So right after this very, very short break, stay tuned and keep on asking your questions. I will then move with Gemma to Wembley, why she has decided for Wembley. All right, so we are back. Dear community, on this side, no, it's always the other side. There's this QR code. Please scan this QR code, photograph this QR code. There you can get all the informations about International Composites Summit, and make your way and make your plans to Wembley. And now let's talk about Wembley. I don't know, Wembley in... I remember Wembley when I was a teenager, Gemma. Wasn't there Boris Becker, our German tennis player, playing in Wembley? Or am I confusing this with other places in the UK?
I think you
probably mean, I'm confusing it.
I think you might mean Wimbledon for tennis, but of course, when you think of
Wimbledon. Okay, it's not Wimbledon, it's Wembley. No. Okay.
When we think of Wembley, it's our national football stadium. So a place close to my heart. I'm a big football fan and actually coach at football or soccer to you know, our international viewers. So lots of happy memories and some sad memories of attending Wembley to see either my local team or the national team play. And also it homes some of our big, you know, it's our biggest kind of concert venue in the UK. And I'm not going to tell you the bands I've seen there, because I'm not sure what you think of me, but it's a great place to be. It has an amazing vibe.
We want to know now. So whom did you celebrate there?
Let's have a think. So who have I seen recently? This really is embarrassing. The Spice Girls. I took my daughter to see the Spice Girls there.
But the Spice Girls are so cool. These are iconic ladies. And these ladies, actually, the ladies movement is based on Spice Girls. They started everything. Yeah.
Yep.
We have to be proud. We have to be proud of them. Yeah. Nothing to embarrass about.
No. And then last year I saw Blur there. Lots of bands. It's a great venue. So at home, some of our kind of bigger concerts.
Yeah. Dua Lipa was, I think, performing there the other day.
Quite possibly. I think.
Yeah.
There's a few bands as well, so you never know. You could also look at who's playing. You might get to see a live concert.
All right, okay. What is Wembley also known for?
Like I said, the football's a big. It's iconic in football because our national team play there. You know, things like the all the cup games are played there, and it's a world famous football stadium. So,
yeah, and you can see the arc of the football stadium from the entrance of the drum, or even the glass facade. You can see it there.
So as you come out of the station, you'll literally be walking up the walk that people go to enter the stadium. So I've done it lots of times, you know, when going to see, like I said, my local football team, win some matches and lose some matches. But it's great. So yesterday, for example, I came out the station and I could see the arc. So I did a quick selfie, which did go on LinkedIn, but also I took that for my son to say, look where I am. Because, regular trips with both my son and daughter to watch the football.
All right. Okay. So the passion for football or soccer for our international guests is quite clear. And also, if I calculate 1 + 1, then I can understand where Wembley is coming from.
Yeah.
But still, the drum, you called it in Birmingham a gem.
Yes.
Which is like a hidden treasure, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So tell me, what made you then in the end decide to leave Milton Keynes and to move to closer to the capital of the UK?
So I know the move it's a bit like Marmite. You know, some people loved Milton Keynes, some people didn't. But ultimately, based on the feedback that we had from this year and previous years, we felt that Wembley was more... basically had strong national and international links. It's easier for overseas delegates to join. And ultimately, it's a location that matches the scale, professionalism and global outlook of the composites industry and what we're trying to achieve as ICS.
Okay, so the accessibility, you are right, is extraordinary. Yeah. The west shore of London and Heathrow, basically you are quickly on the motorway, and then if you drive by a rental car, you are very fast in 1 hour at Heathrow Airport. Other airports are, you know, also there's a circle around, is it the M1 or
the
M1, yes. Then you got the tube, you got the classic red buses, so you they're in front of the drum, the Brand Civic Center. There are three left alone telephone, what is it, cubes you call it? They're red ones.
Yeah.
There is no telephone anymore inside, but they left it here, left it there. I don't know how long they will leave it there, but it gives you this classical British feeling being in the London. So you can make also very nice pictures there. Okay. So your direction is clearly the international route. And let's talk about the key themes of the ICS, the conference forum. How international will that be?
So I think we're probably having the most international forum program we've ever done, which is really, really exciting. So people will probably know I have a bit of a passion for composites and construction, and I am so pleased to say that we've got Majed coming over from NEOM in Saudi Arabia. The NEOM are so exciting and have such, you know, innovative ideas, whether it's the line or any other of their kind of giga projects. So I'm so excited that Majed's coming over to talk to you guys at ICS. Another person I'm really pleased to welcome is Ginger from Composites World. So Ginger's going to come across. She's going to chair one of our sessions. She's chairing our sustainability panel session, but also she's going to talk to people about how to get in the press. So like I said, you know, we thought about this program and it isn't just about, you know, the latest developments, but also how we can help you grow. And one of those, you know, one of the ways we can help you grow is by getting the message out. So Ginger coming in and talking to us about how to get into the press is a really, really special talk for us. And then one other person I do want to mention, Marcy Offner, who runs Women in Composites, is coming across to talk. Now, Marcy was probably one of my biggest inspirations in the industry. So I really looked up to her when I started at Net Composites, and she helped me out no end with industry information. And then I think the other kind of keynote to mention, just because we talked about sustainability and we're talking about global, is, you know, I'm so excited that that Chris Skinner from Owens Corning is coming to join us on the programme, and he's going to provide a keynote on sustainability and also sit on the panel. So, yeah, so some really kind of good names and good kind of touches on international in that program as well. And that's without even looking at our visitors.
And Chris Skinner, he's the VP of Marketing and R&D at Owens Corning.
Yep.
4,000 employees worldwide, 17 plants, production plants. And most probably he will then introduce the Sustainer and Sustainable Loop solution, which really is a fascinating, sustainable solution for glass fiber production. As you know, glass fibers are melted in very, very high energy intensive furnaces, and they have found a way to use hydrogen gas plus renewable energy in order to, you know, melt. But not only from raw materials, but they're also bringing in some waste glass fiber. And ultimately, they will be also looking into getting, you know, waste from parts, used parts, back into the circular system of fiber production. I know all this because of this presentation last week from his team at in Prague. So this will be a fantastic presentation because we always think, okay, the CO2 footprint of glass fiber production is very, very high, but there are a lot of ideas around to reduce that that production, the CO2 production. So I'm really looking much forward. And as we have seen also with Giorgio, participant here in the live, there are also in Italy ideas, in all around the world ideas. So yeah, let's make London as a kickoff for sustainable transformation. Yeah, that would be cool. So Gemma, looking at your past editions of International Composite Summit, do you have a few success stories that you could share with us?
Yeah, of course, absolutely. So we've seen companies secure international distributors, new R&D partners made, multi-million pound contracts through connections made at ICS. And we've had people come back to us and say they've had proven return on investment for their, you know, for their attendance. We believe that, you know, we have a platform where small innovators meet major OEMs, and where actually, like, we can turn ideas into tangible outcomes through those collaborative, you know, projects or ideas for research and development. So yeah, lots and lots of you know, people have come back, and we'll continue to come back. And I think that's because, you know, one of our main goals is to increase those kind of networks and to make this accessible. And this year, for the first year ever, we've got a level playing field. So we've made it really kind of low cost and entry level for people to take part in the event, meaning that, you know, anybody can join in from kind of startups right through to the OEMs, which is how we really get that business acceleration and that growth, by making the whole supply chain talk to each other. So yeah, lots of stories, and I'm hoping lots more to come.
From an exhibitor's point of view now, let me explain you guys. In Birmingham, you had this nice spots, and I had one of these spots where the TV was running with some trailers. Although I couldn't spend a lot of time at the pod, but I saw many people standing by looking there. And you call this the hassle-free type of exhibition. Can you explain our community what you mean by hassle-free exhibitions and why you think this is required?
I think in anything, you know, we're busy people, and everybody's busy at the moment. I think, you know, when I speak to people, nobody stops anymore. And exhibitions can be hard work. They can, you know, they can be a headache. So we wanted to make it easy for people to attend. So we have, you know, one style of stand. It's an exhibition pod. It has a backdrop. You can either have a TV or not have a TV. You can design it yourself, or you can give us everything and we'll design it for you. Basically, we want to have something that's plug and play, where people can just turn up on the day and it's all laid out for them, ready to go.
Yes, there is also a small cupboard with it. Yeah. So you can put your belongings inside the cupboard. And really, you can really focus on the networking. There's really no hassle. I have to really underline this. Come there with your bag, with yeah. your presentation, and yeah. Off you go directly into the networking. And I like that principle. I mean, it's not a huge stand, we have to say. It's simple, easy, very fast. You come and you go, and you've,
I mean, in addition,
2 days.
We have some customers, because obviously we have this at ICS, but we also have the innovation hubs at JUC and Advanced Engineering and Camex. And we have customers that have booked pods at some of these events and actually asked us if we can man them for them as well. So we can even go to that next level, you know, really just helping people get their message out, because it's not always easy to make sure you've got that presence at every event and every opportunity. So we just want to make it as easy as possible for people to get their message out.
Cool solution. Cool solution. I think the pain point is shared by many, many exhibitors. There are many, many events out there. And if you can make it really, I call it quick and dirty for the people to come and network and do their stuff, that is really a solution that you are offering there. What else do we have on networking possibilities?
So we're trying to, like I said, build a space where we, you know, where we really make it easy to network. So we've created some nice open spaces. We've made sure that there's lots of tables for people to meet, for people to talk, for people to collaborate. We're creating an atmosphere that's professional but relaxed, and really based on helping people form relationships. We've also got the informal networking evening, which seems to be a favourite for networking. So where people, you know, can come, relax, have a drink. They can meet new people. We've got a nice singer-songwriter playing to kind of help loosen the mood and, you know, just make people help foster those business connections, but also help us make friends in the industry, because that's what it's all about, you know, having those people we can call on for support, knowledge, growth, etc.
Mm-hmm. We will be coming to the networking evening in a moment. So do you have also some matchmaking tools or matchmaking programs?
So the way that we work is, and this is open to everybody, if you want to meet with people at the show and you don't know where they're coming, if you tell the team, we will do our absolute best to try and get them there. And I think, you know, thinking back to just Advanced Engineering a few weeks ago, I know ExpoNet took real advantage of this. You know, they told me who they wanted to meet at the show. I invited those people to the show. I introduced them at the show, and I know they're now in contact. So, you know, that's exactly what we're about, you know, making sure that you get to see the people you want to see, making sure you get good connections out of it and that there is business going forwards.
Mm-hmm. I have got to know part of your team. Let's, Gemma, introduce your team that will be present at ICS, starting with Katie.
Yes, of course. So Katie has been the absolute star of the show. So Katie has pulled all of this year's show together. She's kind of the event director, if you like. She is our marketing director at Fluency. So it does look after all of our marketing as well. But yeah, for this show, she's really kind of run it operationally and headed it all up. So yes.
Katie, and she lives on the Isle of Composites.
The Isle of Composites, she does.
Yes. Yeah. Isle of Wight, right?
Yeah, she lives on the Isle of Wight.
Who else is there?
So who is in the Fluency team? You will meet Ellie, who works with Katie. So she does a lot of the marketing. So anybody having their stand designed will probably have had some interaction with Ellie, as she will be the one, you know, pulling them together. You'll meet Kyla, who is working with us while studying. So she lives nearby to the Isle of Composites, works with Katie and the team. Then you will meet our commercial director, Laura. I'm sure lots of people have met Laura. She's been with us for some time. So she helps with lots of things, but especially useful in making our website work. I don't know where we'd be without her. You will meet Glenn. So he's been putting together kind of our innovators and our pitchers and our investors. So he's had a lot of those conversations, and I'm sure he'd like to meet you if you have, you know, something you want to talk about, get out in terms of looking for investment opportunities. You'll meet Math, he'll be there. You know, he had a lot to do with our guide to market mapping recently. So again, he'll be there trying to help you with any investment opportunities that you're looking for or any strategic kind of growth plans that you're trying to build. You'll meet Colin. A lot of people have probably met Colin as he's done a lot of our kind of sales activity. So I'm sure most people coming will have received a call from either Colin or one of the team, maybe Belle perhaps on that side. And this is Shannon. Shannon is actually coming to the event with us. So Shannon is our office manager. Now she keeps us in check, and especially me. So she's kind of like, I guess I call her one of my right-hand women, because without her, I don't think the team would actually make it. So Shannon's also looking after the programme for me, contacting speakers. And she did inform me, miraculously, we've had our first presentation in yesterday. So the winner of that award goes to Jerry Boyce of Messel. Well done, Jerry, on getting that in. Hopefully the others won't be too far behind. And I'm hoping I've mentioned all, if not most, of the team and haven't let anyone down, because I should have wrote a list.
at least the ones I met, they're all included here. And Shannon, I have to say, is an all-round talent.
Yes.
David wasn't available, so I needed to make I needed to have some photos of myself with a customer from Austria. So I gave Shannon my photo Canon camera, and she did fantastic photos with it.
We should give her a camera for the show.
yes. So you see, the Fluency team, dear community, is very, very helpful and assistant. So they are totally close and totally in reach all the time. So, you know, you will be in the very best hands that this that is possible. They're really, really attentive, yeah? Okay, practical advice for first-time exhibitors. Do you have anything for the ones who will be with you first time? What is important in the communication with you guys?
So I think the first thing to mention is that the drum is inside the Brent Civic Centre. So if you're looking lost, look for the Brent Civic Centre and you will see the drum. You'll notice it because it's a big circular building. It looks absolutely awesome from the outside. And as you enter the front of Brent Civic Centre, you'll see the escalators up to the drum. Everything will be signposted when you get in there. But when it comes to first-time exhibitors, I think my main point is just make sure you come in with a clear goal. Know who you want to meet and know what story you want to tell. If you've got that right, then you'll be pretty well prepared on the day. If you want to go a step further, tell myself or one of the Fluency team who is on your wish list, because we really will make every effort to make sure we get them there. It's really important to us that you come along to this event. You make connections with the people that, you know, you want to meet. So if you tell us, you talk to us, like I said, we'll do everything we can to get them there. But not only that, we'll also make sure we make the introduction on the day. And I think finally, you know, please help us shout about the event. The more everyone promotes it, the stronger the whole industry becomes. So, you know, talk about the fact that you're coming here, shout about it. Promote it, help us make sure it's the best ICS yet and that it continues to grow going forwards. Mm-hmm.
So it, dear community, will be not a massive show. Huh? We are not giving you the impression that this is a massive show. It is a boutique subject show with a strong networking character, with a strong accelerator character in a nice spot, City of London, yeah, let's say. So can you share with us the number of participants that are registered right now, Gemma?
So we have coming up to 350 exhibitors at the moment, but I have to say that the majority of them are coming in now, which I think people like to do this with conferences. They like to make you feel really nervous about what you're doing. But no, currently the numbers have gone up dramatically since Advanced Engineering, actually. So, okay, maybe you've got something to do with that. So thank you.
I don't know.
The promotion for registration is actually only just coming underway. So you'll see our campaigns with Composites in Manufacturing, with Composites World, with MNMT, with yourself, you know, and lots of other press are really going out hard over the next few weeks.
Yeah, my personal motivation to, support this International Composites Summit, there are, let's say, threefold. One is, of course, the international character. I like the international character because, you know, the UK is a very important national composites market, but we need also the international connection. And this is where you are coming in, the international side of the business. And it is, of course, a composites-only exhibition and a composites-only format, which is also close to my heart. Yeah. I don't really prefer the ones that are, I don't know, some are in four different areas, like foam, plastics, and other stuff. This is only on composites, and this is why I support this. And, of course, it is also not conflicting with any of the other formats there. And this is also what you have expressed to me in Birmingham, that you are not going into a conflicting time or topic or networking. So this is really a standalone thing. And now we will be coming to the social part of International Composites Summit. So let's start with a networking evening. What are your ideas on the networking evening?
So we want something, like I said, that's a lot more relaxed. We didn't want a formal dinner. We feel that if you sit at formal dinner, you spend your night with 10 people. What we want to do is try and encourage people to meet everybody in the room, you know, so much more informal. So the White Horse is a stone's throw from the Drum. In fact, you can see it when you look out the window, and it is literally across the road. We have booked out the mezzanine level of the White Horse, so it's a lovely pub. It's very, you know, it's so well decorated. It's such a nice venue. We've got a singer-songwriter coming to play some tunes, which I'm very excited about.
What kind of?
I would say
tunes.
Kind of indie rock, you know, some kind
indie
of...
Indie rock, okay.
Yeah, some mellow tunes. I imagine we'll have things like maybe some Counting Crows, maybe some,
That goes well with a pint of beer, actually.
Exactly, a nice pint of you know, IPA or beer. Yes, exactly. And we have a Christmas buffet. So again, we didn't want to force people to sit down. We want to encourage people to move, to talk, to meet people. So really relaxed. Hopefully, a really enjoyable evening. And maybe we can class it as the first of the Christmas parties. So a real composite industry Christmas party.
Exactly. I would say that also, and I'm sure by that time Wembley will slightly change its evening appearances with Christmas lights and things like that, because just 3 days later we got already St. Nicholas here, where the children will have in their boots the sweets and things like that. So we are all going into the Christmas mood.
Yeah, the Christmas lights will be okay, and the big Christmas tree in the area will be up as well. So it will be up.
Okay.
It'll be stunning. It'll be great.
That will be giving nice pictures, nice selfies. Yeah. I'm seeing already myself doing a new trailer for ICS 2026. Then there. Okay. Yes. So let's come to a bit even more social part. So this is for the exhibitors and sponsors and the ticket holders. So you've arranged something nice there. But I could imagine, dear community, I'm not saying you have to do this, but there's a possibility, if you haven't done your Christmas shopping yet by then, to use this as a great opportunity. You know these nice pictures when everyone goes to Times Square in New York? You don't need to go to Times Square, New York. You have your Times Square. You have New York in front of Europe. You got London. And it's a beautiful spot for walking around with your significant other, with your spouse, with your girlfriend. Take them with you and spend one or two days more in London and go shopping. Yeah. Of course, your credit card may be glowing, we say in Germany. Yeah. So make sure that you have enough credit on your credit card. But Gemma, I've never been shopping on in London, but I may consider. So what are the spots in London for shopping, particularly for Christmas?
Okay, so I would say we have the designer outlet in Wembley right next door to where the Drum is. But for me, I think you have to head to, although it's always busy, but you have to head to Oxford Street, where the Christmas lights are amazing as well. And Bond Street for you know, slightly upmarket gifts. Christmas is magic because of the kids, and Hamleys on Bond Street is just incredible. You know, and then not close, you know, close by to Oxford Street, you've got the kind of Christmas markets in Hyde Park. And whilst you're there, you could even take on one of the Christmas shows. London's, you know, got a huge amount of theatres, lots going on, lots to see. So a great place to visit, especially at Christmas.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So that will be really Christmas vibes over there. Or for our non-Christian members or others, the year-end holiday season, you know, I mean, it doesn't need to be Christmas. It can be a happy ending of this year. It could be a great excuse and opportunity to explore London while you are here. So you see the spot and the location is very, very much attractive to also your family if they come around with you. All right, Gemma, so I've covered everything I wanted to know. So, dear community, one more time, you see the QR code. On this QR code, you find all the information. The conference is already updated. Yeah, the latest conference status is there. Jennifer was asking, how many visitors do you expect to attend? We've mentioned that right now it's 350, Jennifer. But there's more place, and we expect more to come. So like 400, 500 is a realistic target here. As I said, it's not a massive show. It's not designed to be a massive show. It's designed to be a networking accelerator meeting. So you will see the most elite people. It has a very international, which Jennifer is also a great opportunity for base materials. It's a very international oriented format. So, said that, Gemma, I will leave the last words to you. What is your final call to action?
My final call to action is, you know, come on, everyone, join us. We've put our heart and soul into making sure this happens because people asked us to, because people made us, you know, understand this is something that's really needed and really wanted. So join us, make this the best event yet. Help us keep on growing it. Help us keep on shouting about the UK composites industry. Help us grow the network, grow the supply chain, and ultimately accelerate your businesses and yourselves.
Okay, wonderful. So I'm just about to conclude this session. Let me remind you, tomorrow I will be live again with the UCIA, the European Composites International Association, and we will be talking about ECCA, the European Circular Composites Alliance, which we ask you to join, because the ECCA is a movement and supported by the European Commission in terms of the alliance and its circular aims and objectives. Right now, 165 members are already signed the ECCA. You can watch and see the event, the LinkedIn event, on my profile. Have a look at that. Tomorrow at the same time, we will be going live. We have Roberto Frassine, who is the president of the UCIA. We have Raphael Planet, who is the managing director of UCIA. And we have the working group chairs of the ECCA. And all of them will give you an idea about what ECCA is. This will culminate, if you sign the ECCA letter tomorrow or by the 18th of November, that is the cutoff date, you will get an invitation to the General Assembly, which will take place one day after ICS. So from ICS, I will travel directly into Brussels, Belgium, to accompany the General Assembly. So said that, thank you so much for watching our show. Thank you, dear community, for all your comments and all your questions that you have asked. Thank you, Gemma, for being part of our show. Thank you for really supporting the composites industry out of the UK, make this more internationally grown. Thank you also for supporting the women in composites, Gemma, which I think is a great opportunity also for female professional, you know, to get into this and with their expertise into composites. We need more females, more heterogeneity in the composites industry. So thank you so much. We have one more LinkedIn user. Let me show this also, but this LinkedIn user has probably switched off or switched on privacy settings. So he's attending our first networking event as UK Composites. Okay, wonderful. This is, I think, a UK Composites is a company in this case. Company. Yes,
really, it's a company. I have seen their post on LinkedIn, so really pleased to welcome you guys.
Yes, and keen to know get them known. Yes, thank you so much, Gemma. And after this outro, we will continue our dialogues.
Where people see thought leaders bringing up the latest topics and trends, particularly in the composites industry and advanced materials, we are seeing people working on sustainability and our future. To this end, thank you for listening our Composites Launch podcast episodes on Composites 360 on Tour. With expert and engineering talks, online live stream panels, and panels at subject exhibitions, we are here to serve you with the latest content that is available in this industry. Whether it is reporting from the market front, like the aerospace or automotive OEMs, whether these are regional events spread all over the DACH region, Europe, or elsewhere in the world, we are here to cover those dialogues, presentations, and events in order to bring you the most creative ideas with the mission of creating sustainable value. Creating sustainable value means that we are connecting also the world with our partners. We invite you to join our Composites Launch Composites 360 on Tour on our digital channels. Be rest assured, Composites Launch brings you the brightest, the best, and the fastest topics on LinkedIn, YouTube, and here on your favorite podcast on a weekly basis. Stay tuned.